I'd come through the Centre of Excellence when I was 16, started with the first team here, and then I came through the college system as well. So the club itself took care of me in a very crucial part of my development as a player, like the timing of it. So it was obviously great to come back and have the chance to play for them again.
How different is the club from when you left? Because I think that was before even the WSL and before they were in the top division.
Yeah, I think they were starting the WSL just as I left. So it's very different, obviously, new faces, new coaching staff, new girls, but at the same time, familiar faces, because I've known them through other teams and Welsh One and stuff. The development of the game's improved. There's new facilities here which have improved, so it's nice to come back to a lot of improvements, I guess.
Women's football in England generally, how much did it develop in like that short time you were away?
Massively. When I left, there wasn't many career options here when it comes to women's football. I remember talking to Demi Stokes a week before I came home. She plays for Man City and she was with me at USF. And we were talking and she was saying how I'd be amazed when I came back at how different it was and all the like time, effort and money that's been put into the football here. And I was really shocked to come back and what I saw with the opportunities and clubs and improvement overall.
Did you follow Bristol closely, you know, in those years away? Did you follow the fortunes of the club?
Yeah, obviously follow on Twitter and Facebook, and the former coach, Mark Sampson, I have a good relationship with him, so I always used to keep in contact with him and see how the club was getting on. When I'd come home for like summer break, Christmas break, I would train with them. So I've always been pretty close with the club.
And now, of course, first game, potentially your competitive comeback could be against Frankfurt. That'd be quite a way to get back into the team.
Yeah, it's definitely a challenging game to come back into. It's a big game for the club and obviously all the players as well. It's something you don't do once, like, all the time in your life. It's not a very common thing to be involved in. So I've never been a type of person to back away from a challenge. I look forward to just jumping into challenges, so I'm looking forward to this.
How much do you know about Frankfurt?
Me? Obviously their household name in women's football. I try not to look too much into them and focus on ourselves and what we have to improve on and where we're going as a team, so try
to keep it. Good chance to play at Ashton Gate as well. I guess you would have played in some OK stadiums over in America, but yeah. Chance to play in a big stadium here as well.
Yeah, it's always nice to play on a good stadium, nice pitch. It does help run a play a lot better, not worried about bobby pitches or dents in the pit or bubbles or whatever, so it's going to be fun. I think it'll be a good atmosphere. I know we'll get a good crowd, so I'm looking forward to it.
I'm playing the WSL as well, looking forward to that challenge being what's pretty much a professional league now.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely something I'm looking forward to. We have a great fan base at Bristol, so I know the atmosphere at the games is going to be fantastic to play in. The pitch itself is a great pitch to play on, and I'm just looking forward to the season itself and hoping I can do well.